This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Well, we have had a very, very interesting week in the markets of late. Witness what happened yesterday in the precious metals markets and also what happened in the energy sector and also what happened in the conventionals. Boy, bad day at BlackRock, as the name of the movie goes. Having said that, we have Chris Vermilion with us. Chris is known in our trade as the golden oil guy, but I got to tell you, I have to say that I think a better moniker would be something like one of the most sophisticated and best technical analysts out there. Chris, we got some questions for you about the U.S. dollar. Now, the U.S. dollar right now, according to Corey, who is also a damn good technician, and yourself, is looking like it could break at this moment in time. And both of you are thinking, according to the charts, it will probably be more likely for the U.S. dollar to break down. What do you guys think about that? Start with you, Chris.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the U.S. dollar, you know, it kind of started a massive rally in mid-2014. And since then, we've seen huge appreciation in the U.S. dollar index. It topped out in 2015 and has been trading in what you can call either a pennant formation or a bull flag formation. And there's a couple of ways you could, you know, that I see this. The U.S. dollar, it's kind of dragged out for longer than I would anticipate. Typically, if a pattern drags out this long, like a pennant formation, usually kind of negates that upward bullishness that it has in the market. You want to usually see the momentum pick up speed and take off after a certain amount of time for this size of pattern. So the fact that it's kind of dragged out another more or less three quarters, 8 months longer than I think it should have, to me, it's got a very negative, or not a very negative, but it has a negative bias to it. 2016, we've seen the U.S. dollar depreciate in value, and it's been forming somewhat of a smaller bear flag within this kind of overall big picture. So we've seen the U.S. dollar bouncing a short-term support trend line that's been angling up since April, and it's just been bouncing up that very gingerly, and it keeps testing it. And we came down, we tested that low in the last week. We've had a little bit of a bounce there in the last day or so here off that level, but it looks like it wants to break through that and continue to move to the downside, which bodes really well with precious metals and commodities in general if we do see the U.S. dollar break down, which in my opinion, I think we are going to see lower dollar in due time here.
Chris, I find the U.S. dollar very difficult right now because if you look at a chart just in 2016, there definitely is kind of a biased downward trend. We've sold off from the highs early on in the year and are now trading right around 95 points on the index. The only issue I have with saying that the dollar is going to continue lower, and if we do break, let's say, around the 90 to 92 level, then I don't see a whole lot of support. I don't know where it might stop out, but that could go another 5 points down. Mm-hmm. The only problem I have with this is when you look around the world, we all know that the U.S. dollar is based and judged against other currencies. What are the other currencies that you think that would put pressure on this U.S. dollar and further move it down?
It's tough because I'm not exactly sure where investors are going to want to put their money. It's pretty scary just, you know, what's going on in the world, which currency do you put your money into? And typically, when you're talking currencies, it's not like you're just going and buying a $10,000 or $20,000 investment, like in a stock or ETF or something like that. Usually people holding currencies have their life savings, all of their assets in that currency. So it becomes really difficult and scary with what's going on globally. You don't know which country, which banking system could potentially default and create a massive ripple. And it's going to, when it does happen, because I think it's just a matter of time, we're going to see some massive moves in these currencies. And to be honest, I don't really know which currencies could be the really strong ones that are going to, you know, force the U.S. dollar down. So at this point, the U.S. dollar has been holding up really well. It's had a lot of value increase since 2014, and it continues to hold up there because it's kind of the – I think it's seen as the safe haven of the currencies, and it's been holding really well. But again, I don't really know what investors are going to do. I think the market is teetering on potential – some type of trigger. We don't know what it's going to be. It could be a douche bank. It could be – who knows what's going to trigger, and we're going to see some type of ripple through the market that is going to drastically affect a country, and we're going to see probably currencies kind of go haywire. But at this point, currencies to me are really difficult. You know, the euro has got obviously just like the inverse pattern of the U.S. dollar index, and – you know, it's everything's trading kind of limbo here. The question is, or we need to wait for either a breakdown in the U.S. dollar index, and then it should be a substantial sell-off, or we see a breakout above the upper end of its range, and it should trigger a substantial rally in the U.S. dollar. At this point, I think we're just in limbo, or I'm in limbo, not really doing anything with that whole currency side right now.
You know, when you look at causative factors, that's really what we're talking about right now in essence, and everybody's kind of saying, you know, we're not really sure what that black swan is going to be, if in fact it is a black swan by the definition. But I would have to say, my opinion, I feel pretty strongly about this gentleman, and that is that I think when the world wakes up and realizes what's happening in terms of the bond markets, I mean, before it was a whole lot of fundamentals, in my opinion, economic fundamentals were important. Right now we're focused on something very, very specific, and that is yields and the bond markets. I got to tell you, when the world wakes up and realizes what's going on, I think that is when it's really going to hit the fan.
Yeah, in general, you know, we're at those, you know, we're at like 5,000-year lows or something, and interest rates, if you were to go way back in time, it's insane how low the rates have been and are likely to stay. And, you know, we've seen the bond market, it's on a huge tear. If we were to look at the long-term charts of bonds, they've just been going up since, you know, 1981 is when they kind of, the long-term bonds kind of bottomed. They've just been going up and up. And we've been seeing, you know, big money flow into them. I think eventually there's going to be a huge table turn. People are going to realize what's going on. It's, you know, it's what's happening in the financial markets and all this kind of manipulation or whatever you want to call it that's going on here. Everybody's turning a blind eye. It's so easy just to ignore it and not, you know, want to deal with it. And that's, everybody's been putting it off, and things just, the pressure just keeps building and building, and eventually everybody's going to have to face the reality, but it's not going to happen until something big and drastic, something bigger than I think, you know, 2008 sparks and ignites a massive panic across the world, not just in the U.S., but much, much bigger this time.
And that's the point there, Chris, is where will this panic start and how far will it extend? Because now with the financial system so connected in the, how they are right now, it's important to keep in mind that when one market starts to go, we will definitely see a contagion type of effect. And Friday, I think, was very noteworthy because when you look at bonds, especially treasuries in the U.S., but then also in Germany and Japan, treasuries were hit very hard yesterday. And that trickle-over effect, I think, could be significant because I think almost investors got too complacent with putting their money into treasuries, which is shocking because they weren't even paying any yield. And that's why I think U.S. treasuries were doing well, because at least they were paying some yield. But now seeing the outflows that we saw just in one day from Germany and Japan, this could be the start of a bigger trend, and this needs to be noted by investors because a change in demographic in that sense is something very, very important. And this is a topic that we will talk about with you, Chris, on the next segment. We'll also get into a little commentary on the precious metals, but I think talking about bonds to kick off next segment is crucial. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Christopher Mullen.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to continue on our conversation with Chris Vermeulen. Chris, we ended last segment with comments on the bond market and the sell-off, the change in dynamic that we saw on Friday. Now, obviously, one day isn't necessarily the start of a new trend, but if it is, let's get your comments on if we start to see money flow out of treasuries where there has been a lot of bulls on that bandwagon. What do you think the fallout can be, and what are your comments on this change in trend?
Yeah, on Friday, we saw broad market sell off. In pre-market trading on Friday, I picked up on the sense it felt like investors around the world were about to start kind of just selling everything just to rebalance, move to cash, because the stock market's been trading in this tight little range, grinding its way higher. When I say the stock market, I mean the S&P 500. And all this pressure's been building, and bonds have been trading in a narrowing range for several months. And investors are just, you know, if the market doesn't shake you out, it will wait you out. And that's what's been going on. I think everybody's finally just said, I'm going to move to cash, sell everything, because we saw all asset classes more or less moving down on Friday morning in pre-market. And then once the market's open, boom, there's massive selling. We saw stocks down, bonds down, precious metals, energies. Everything was just kind of getting sold off out of the portfolios. And, you know, I think what we're doing is we're just seeing the market kind of rebalance. And this happens every month or so. We kind of see one of these days. Now, Friday was a big down day across the board. And what I think is going on is investors are finally just kind of stepping back and realizing maybe how frothy the stock market, the bond market is. And all they're simply doing is, I think, just rebalancing. We see days like this quite often, throughout the year. We see it happen several times. And it could be the start of some major trend reversals. This could be the start of a very strong downdraft in the stock market. And I know you're talking about there could be a big potential drop in bonds. There's a ton of complacency. They pay nothing, yet everybody keeps buying bonds. It's kind of, I think, the mentality of the mass investors. They don't really, they just think, well, if they're scared stocks, they move to bonds. And that's what they do, which it's that kind of lack of education that tons of money just keeps flowing to bonds and driving prices up, even though it pays absolutely nothing. And I think all we're doing is we're just seeing a little washout. I actually think bonds are still going to hold up for a little while and continue to potentially poke to new kind of all-time highs as the stock market starts a potential kind of correction here and moves lower. But eventually, the music's going to stop, and we're going to see probably bonds have a huge correction, especially after if the stock market corrects a lot, say it corrects 30-40%, there's going to be that time when people will be like, why the heck am I in bonds getting paid nothing when I could move into the stock market and get way better dividends and huge upside potential? And I think it's going to be the later or the midsection of a bear market in U.S. equities that's going to start the momentum of a massive bond crash.
You know, Chris, I was noticing Friday morning on some of the wire services that a lot of the pundits, what I would call financial experts, who I have a lot of respect for, some of them, I started to notice a real shift in attitude in the sense that it was not uncommon to see headlines from major, major sources stating, you know, this could be the end of something big right here. This really, we see a reversal, a large reversal in the conventional equities markets happening right now, and today very possibly could be the first day. I kind of agree with that, man.
Well, I do too. I use a lot of cycle analysis, and mm-hmm. I've had these cycles drawn on my charts for about a week and a half once I've recalibrated them. And today, Friday, was the top of two major cycles heading down. That lasts about almost 35 days to the downside. And it's crazy that Friday we have a massive reversal to the downside, and we're seeing huge selling in equities. So I find it amazing that the cycles pick the exact top of the likeliness of this sell-off. And believe it or not, we've got a short-term cycle that shows we could actually see the market stabilize and bounce here for 3 or 4 days. Then it looks like it's lights out, and we're going to see another big downdraft in equities. And it's going to be these sharp moves down in the stock market like we're seeing Friday. It's creating panic in the market. You can feel the panic in the market. And people are going to start flowing into the safe havens once this initial kind of wave of selling dissipates. So I think we're going to see bonds start to firm up, and we'll see precious metals probably firm up. I think it's – but overall, I feel as though we are in a month-and-a-half wave of nonstop selling in the stock market, that we could see the S&P 500 get back down to that 1850, 1825 level, which is a long ways to go from where we are at 2130 today.
Chris, let's quickly touch on the gold sector, because post-Brexit, we have been trading in this range just north of 1300 up to – let's call it just south of 1380. Do you see a breakout or a breakdown coming for gold anytime soon?
I feel as though we're going to have a breakout to the upside. We had a nice, you know, since that whole Brexit thing, we've seen gold pop up. And then really it's traded sideways almost from the high that it generated that day intraday. It's kind of nominally higher, but we've seen it consolidate in a very bullish formation. It looks as though it is ready to explode and move to the upside. And I feel as though that's going to be one of the safe haven plays. I do know that, like, the gold sector feels pretty crowded, but it's also because I'm kind of in that sector, so most people I deal with are all gold, precious metals related. The general masses, though, still aren't, you know, they're not all piling into gold yet. It's just the active traders who are very excited and anxious about precious metals going higher. But, you know, I think a lot of the big movement in gold is yet to come, and we still need higher prices in gold and silver before the masses start to pile in and call their financial advisors to start saying, give me more of this, give me more of this metal, give me more of this. So I think we're going to be very close to a big breakout here.
We have a few more weeks, like yesterday, Friday, and you're going to see people calling their financial advisors, in my opinion. Don't you agree?
I do, yeah. I think we're going to have some serious blood in the streets, some good selling going on here, and everybody is. One of my good buddies who's a financial advisor, he called me today. He's like, I am getting bombarded. He's like, when's the bleeding going to end? You know, so people are doing it. I've got living proof that everyone is in panic mode today, and I've got some indicators that tell us there's panic in the markets. I can see it on the NYSE selling volume ratio. It's crazy. And that, you know, if a lot of financial advisors are bullish on gold, and they're probably going to start recommending maybe you want some precious metals. They're one of the top performing areas for the year. So I think this fear in the market is going to help feed the precious metals as the safe haven play for the next leg higher, up to around the 1460 an ounce on gold will be probably the next stop once we break out here.
Well, Chris, it's always good having you on the show. I hope everybody enjoyed Chris's commentary. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Abby's with us right now. We were chatting off mic about various subjects that we could discuss today on the show. And I got to tell you, he immediately said, you know, when you look at the conventional markets right now, yesterday was a terrible, terrible day. But the opportunity that yesterday provided is huge. Abby, can you elaborate for us on that?
You know, because we've been looking for this pullback. I mean, it's just been grinding sideways, and we were questioning, are we just going to break out, or, I mean, are we going to finally get the pullback we want to see? And once we opened below 2177 on the SPX on Friday, that told us right then and there we are now starting to get our pullback, and it's been coming down pretty nicely ever since. Ideally, I'd like to see us get down to at least the 2110 to 2115. 15 region. Depending on how the market reacts off of that, we could still get down as deep as about the 2050 region. But I'm not going to know yet. Minimally, I'd like to see at least the 2110, 2115 region, minimally, before I can consider this correction over. But I will say, once we take out the highs we've been knocking our heads over for the last, 2 months now, this market is going significantly higher. The first stop is going to be about the 2350 region, but, you know, we're on our way to at least 2500 in this setup, and we've been talking about this since January, February. but this is likely where the market is heading over the longer term into next year.
Avi, how quickly do you think, when we do find this bottom and this correction, as you're calling it, is over, how quickly do you think we run back up and test these all-time highs?
Well, I'll tell you, if we can complete this correction in the month of September, then we're not necessarily correction, but pullback. I think we can probably get to that 2350 region, into our Santa rally, shall we say. So by the end of this year, we can definitely get to that 2350 region.
I mean, you are attributing that strictly to your technicals. I understand that, and I can appreciate that. I'm not a technician, as you know. I guess one thing that I would suggest, perhaps, is maybe putting a little bit of more ammunition, in your gun, for lack of better terms, is I really wonder if, when the elections are over in November, if we won't get a big sigh of relief from the financial community saying, we're done with all the BS, we're done with all the bickering, now it's time to mend all wounds and forge ahead. Because, psychology, in my opinion, Abby, is incredibly important to the financial markets. And who knows, the elections could be the catalyst.
That, to me, I think the elections will be the catalyst if the rally off the 2100 region is going to be corrective. The rally off the 2100 region is going to be corrective, then it means we're going to go down towards the end of October. Mm-hmm. And that'll probably take us into the 2040, 2050 region, somewhere around there. And then the elections will likely be viewed upon as the catalyst. But if we're going to hold the 2110 general region and rally from there, it doesn't make a difference who gets elected. The market looks like it's heading to 2350.
Avi, I have to say, looking at that 2110 level that you're looking at, I'm seeing 2115, and I know that you mentioned that earlier in this interview, as also the range where we could be testing. I think that is one of the first crucial stops where we could see a bounce from. Avi, as a general comment, though, this money that would flow into the market, where do you think we would see almost a corresponding decline? Or do you think that this is money on the sidelines waiting for this opportunity to get in?
I mean, everybody talks about how money moves from bonds and that's how money gets moved around. I don't look at it the same way. And in fact, today was a perfect example, on Friday where you had both the bonds and the markets and the metals, everything was moving in the same direction. So that's going to make a lot of people scratch their heads, but those that don't got it, in the same way as everybody else, we're not scratching our heads. So, where the money's going to come from, I don't speculate where the money's going to come from. All I can tell you is, these charts have been pretty darn spot on over the last couple of years, and a bigger target is looking like, specifically 2537 to 2610 in the S&P potentially completing by next year. So I don't ask where it's coming from.
Yeah. I got to tell you, the only ringer that I'll throw flying, the only that I'll throw into that is that, in my humble opinion, I really think that once the world, and I mentioned this a couple times already in the weekend show, but once the world, the majority of the world, realizes just how bad off we are economically, once they realize that QE isn't going to solve anything, once they realize that totally abnormal interest rates are in fact detrimental as opposed to positive, and they pull the plug on their actions, I think that's going to probably get us to a point where it's going to be, I hate to use the word game over, but let's say rebuilding starting, my opinion.
Abby, I'm not a big believer in the interest rates driving us one way or the other. If we look through history and you look at interest rates going up, interest rates going down, markets have moved up in either of those cases. So I'm not a big believer in raising interest rates will take the markets down. We've seen many times where interest rates have risen and the markets have risen alongside it.
I think we also need to realize that the markets do kind of beat to their own drum as well. The markets are not hand in hand with the economy per se in their moves. And that is one of the reasons why I think we're continuing to see the markets move higher. And I do think easy money policy has something to do with it, because this QE program, money is landing on the markets. But when you're looking at the underlying economy, not as strong, especially when you look at, let's say, earnings growth and that type of thing. But the fact of the matter is these markets are beating to their own drum and still testing out these higher levels, depending on where this pullback ends. Abby, I want to get your quick comment on the precious metals, more specifically gold. We're starting to see a little sell-off again on Friday and throughout the tail end of the week. What do your technicals tell you about gold?
Well, I mean, the bigger patterns are still acting quite bullishly. I can't get bearish on gold. While the miners have been in a minor correction relative to the rally we've seen off the 2015-2016 lows, I think I'm looking for September to potentially, or towards the end of September at the latest, maybe early October, maybe mark the conclusion to this consolidation, and then we should be well on our way back up again.
You know, I want to stress one thing. When I'm talking about people coming to the conclusion that we've got a problem, I'm not saying necessarily anything about increasingly higher interest rates, increasingly lower interest rates. I'm saying when the aggregate situation is totally understood by investors all around the world, that's when I think we're going to have a problem. And I think that probably coincides to an extent with, maybe adds a little fuel to my fire as opposed to yours. But I got to tell you, I'm not saying I'm totally disagreeing with you, because I know you're very accurate in your forecasts. And I have to say that, I respect it. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing turns out, though, in my opinion. You know, Abby, tell us real quick, tell us what you do in terms of the Elliott Wave work that you do and your clients.
Well, we got about 14 analysts that are covering markets all over the world, from commodities to world markets across the oceans to our U.S. equity markets. We have three people on our StockWave service that track all the mining stocks that we have, as well as all the U.S. equities we run through. And we have several individuals that have developed proprietary indicators. One actually called for a crash today. We have 14 analysts that really cover the world really, really well. We have about 3,000 members in our room now, too.
Well, Abby, we appreciate you taking time with us. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. Al and I are joined by a good friend of ours, someone who joined us earlier on in the week for a daily editorial, Chief Market Analyst for the Lindsay Group, Peter Buchvar. Peter, we had a very interesting day in the markets yesterday, Friday. Some of the biggest swings that we have seen in months in the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ, plus the movements in short-term and long-term interest rates, not only domestically, but also internationally, looking at what happened to Germany and Japan, their treasury markets. Friday was an interesting day. I want you to, first of all, opine on if you think these moves were due solely to the Fed coming out and seemingly driving home the fact, or at least Eric Rosengren driving home the fact that the Fed is going to hike rates later on this month.
Well, what's most interesting is that the two-year note yield, which is very sensitive to what the Fed does, is actually flat on the week. So I understand that people are saying, yeah, the Fed may raise interest rates in September because Eric Rosengren, after the string of weak data over the past week, who's typically a dove, said that there's a chance they could raise. But anybody who thinks that that is the reason why we're down today is not paying attention to what's gone on in European bonds, Japanese JGBs, and the long end of the U.S. yield curve. Like I said, the two-year note yield is flat on the week. It is the 10-year yield that has jumped. It is the German 10-year Bund that is back to zero for the first time in 2 months. It is the Japanese JGB yield, which is just shy of zero for the first time in many months. That says more about the logistical limits that central bankers are running into, which you could argue is the reason why and the possibility that we've seen the end of this bond bull market and that the post-Brexit scramble was the last blow-off, as you can maybe you can say. And one last thing, the UK 10-year gilt yield at 85 basis points today is now above where it was the day before Mark Carney announced more QE. That is the story today, not whether the Fed is going to raise in September or not, which obviously is important, which will obviously be a big negative in the context of weak data. But we are seeing an unwinding and a seeping out of the air in this global epic bond bubble.
So, Peter, assuming that we are seeing this total trend change in the bond bubble that I know many bond bulls have been riding up for quite a while now, assuming that we are seeing this unwinding, where do you think this money is going to flow? What kind of repercussions do you think it's going to have for a bunch of different markets out there?
Well, the money doesn't flow because the money that's flowing out, well, they're selling to somebody, so there's the equal amount of flowing in. So it's the pace of that flow that drives prices. So there's no necessarily a flow. It's the aggressiveness of that flow that moves things. So, again, whatever dollar comes out of the bond market, there's a dollar buying that bond. So I spoke to somebody earlier who said, well, maybe some of that money will flow into stocks, but every buyer of a stock, there's somebody selling it to them. I think the problem now is that we're seeing bonds and stocks go down in price. And that is unusual historically speaking because of the belief that bonds are really reflecting where growth and inflation expectations are. But as we know, bonds have been bullied by central banks. And if yields go up, stocks are going down.
Yeah, if yields go up, obviously stocks are going to go down. The general consensus on Friday, as of Friday morning when I was going over the various wire services that we subscribe to, was that the market really did not look very good in the future, and it was coming out from some pretty big names, Goldman to be one. Having said that, let's talk about the international implications. And when I say international, let's include the Far East of what's going on in the bond markets. How's this going to play out in terms of general economic conditions on an international level?
Well, considering that global economies have been medicated on artificially low interest rates, any rise in rates would obviously have major implications, considering how over-levered the world is. I think that the Japanese bond market in particular, and I've been saying this for a month now, is the main canary that everyone should be watching, because it is in Japan that we've seen the greatest so-called experiment in QE in terms of the size of the Japanese bond market they own, in terms of the size of their balance sheet as a percent of GDP. And now that they're aggressively buying Japanese stocks, and the Nikkei still can't get out of its own way. So then you throw in Draghi yesterday, implicitly acknowledging the logistical limits of his QE program, and we're seeing a rise in rates. But to your original question, a rise in interest rates, on one hand, is well needed. You can't have a normal economic world with $13 trillion of negative-yielding bonds, which I call weapons of mass confiscation. The world needs higher interest rates. But until you get from here to there, you're going to have major pain and you're going to have a global recession. But it is a price to pay in order to have interest rates that are more normalized and at higher levels, because we're in fantasy land that is not real and is not healthy and is dangerous. And the faster we somehow get out of it, regardless of the pain, and it's going to be painful, the better off we'll long-term be.
Hey, we've talked at length about how the Fed and the world essentially needs higher interest rates. The Fed's even admitted it, that they need higher interest rates, not because they think the market's doing great, simply because they want to get ahead of what they think is the next recession coming right around the corner. One of the issues that I want to ask you about, though, Peter, is with this potential unwind in the bond market, how do you think the central banks around the world react to something like this?
Well, knowing the central bankers that we have, you know they're going to fight it. But on one hand, it's tough to fight. Like, well, let's take Japan, for example. One of the reasons, or I think the main reason why we're seeing a sell-off in long-run bonds is because Kuroda is admitting that this flat yield curve that he's created is destroying their banking system. And they've been buying a smaller amount of longer-term bonds in order to steepen their yield curve a bit. So what I would not be surprised is as him, Kuroda, being him, not being bothered by negative interest rates, even though I think it's the dumbest monetary and economic policy in the history of policy. I'm sensing that he will go even further negative in short-term rates and back off a little bit on longer-term rates. So sort of like a reverse operation twist in a way. The problem is that you get a rise in longer-term interest rates, and that's going to spill over into Europe, and it's going to spill over to the U.S. because we're all in this bubble together. This is one big bubble boat that all of our bond markets are in together.
The one concern that I have, and Corey and I discussed this in a prior editorial this past week, we were talking about just how bad is the crash going to be when it does occur. Because certainly from an economic standpoint, from a fundamental economic standpoint, the interest rate situation right now simply cannot continue. But the reverse of that is if interest rates become more and more what people would call normal, then the U.S. debt would be unpayable by the United States. That canary in the coal mine basically, I think, would scare the daylights and have meaningful repercussions around the world. That's what bothers me. I think the explosion could be much bigger than some people might think. Any comments?
On a dollar basis, this is the biggest global bubble we've ever seen.
Sure.
It swamps the tech bubble. It swamps the U.S. mortgage bubble. This is the biggest bubble in so many different ways. So if I'm correct in saying that we've seen the low in interest rates, and I know that call has been made multiple times from many people over the years, the reason why I'm specifically making the call is because of what we're seeing with central banks rather than the actual data. Yeah, it's going to have major implications for a lot of different things. Now, granted, everything I'm saying, interest rates are still very low. The German 10-year is still only zero. The Japanese JGB 10-year is still only zero. So, you know, we're still very low here. The 10-year U.S. yield at 166 is still very low. What we have to pay attention to, though, is the possibility of an inflection point and a rate of change move that is just of the beginning of something. That's what we have to pay attention to. But to your question, yes. Funding costs for everybody, and especially the government that has feasted on artificially low rates, will be a big problem.
Well, I find what we saw on Friday to be very interesting and a big trend change as to what you're alluding to here, Peter. Something that investors need to be aware of as we move through the rest of this month and even after the upcoming Fed meeting. It seems like a rate hike is much more on the table. But it also seems like investors are starting to position much more aggressively than how they have been, totally discrediting a rate hike. Peter, always enjoy chatting with you. Everybody, stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.